it's Remembrance Day, the 11th of the 11th, marking the end of World War I in 1918.
Jubilant newspapers around the world splashed the news that the armistice had at last been signed and the war was now effectively over.
In England, you have Big Ben tolling for the first time in 4 years. And in America, you have people pouring into the streets, banging pots and pans, factory whistles blowing.
And it was on Remembrance Day in 1941 that the Australian War Memorial was opened in Canberra.
To honour the occasion, the Governor-General Lord Gowrie laid a wreath of remembrance near the Hall of Memory.
To 1975, when Prime Minister Gough Whitlam was sacked by Governor-General Sir John Kerr.
Well, may we say, God save the Queen. Because nothing will save the Governor-General.
November 11 birthdays, one of the all-time greatest songwriter-producers, Robert John Mutt Lang, is 71. He's responsible for albums from former wife Shania Twain, Def Leppard, AC/DC, Michael Bolton, Bryan Adams. The list goes on.
Good things happen, good vibes happen. Nothing coincidental in my particular life and a lot of people's lives. It happened for reasons.
Actress Demi Moore turns 57, starred in St Elmo's Fire, Indecent Proposal and Ghost, and was good in A Few Good Men.
I wouldn't be doing my job if I allowed Dawson and Downey to spend any more time in prison than absolutely necessary because their attorney had predetermined the path of least resistance.
Magnificent Australian musician James Morrison is 57 today. And Leonardo DiCaprio celebrates his 45th birthday. So many movies, Titanic, Romeo and Juliet, The Departed, Django Unchained.
If you lift those palms off that turtle shell tabletop, Mr. Pooch is going to let loose with both barrels that sawed off.
And finally, last year, tributes flowed for actress Dame June Whitfield, who died aged 93. She was born on this day in 1925. Known for classic British shows The Hancock Half Hour, The Goodies, Bless This House, and Absolutely Fabulous.
Stay here and don't let my mother in.
It's all right. I'm here already, dear.
It's Remembrance Day, November 11.